Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL, your home for LSU baseball. Mike DeTillier, along with Cullen Steele, coordinating and supervising things behind the scenes. Jeff Nowak will join us at 5:45 for our Bet 365 triple option feature. At 4:20, Ben McDonald joins us. And Ben, man, what an unbelievable pitcher at LSU. Got to pitch in the major leagues, and now you hear him on the SEC Network and also on ESPN. Does a fabulous job calling games. But Cullen, last night, the dramatics happened. 6-5 as LSU beats Arkansas, and they advance to the College World Series championship game. And they'll get to play Coastal Carolina with a 26-game winning streak. That's unbelievable for baseball. To win 26 straight games, I don't care who you're playing. That is a real accomplishment, and you can hear those games live right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app starting Saturday, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch. Sunday, it'll be at 1 o'clock pregame, 1:30 first pitch. And then there, if there is a game three, you'll hear it here on the Big 870 Monday afternoon, I guess you could say. 6 p.m. Will be pregame. 6:30 will be first pitch. Cullen, I got to tell you this story. Last night, Bobby J and I, we at the Bayou Region Athletic Hall of Fame. Coach O gets inducted in the Bayou Region Hall of Fame. Just a great event there, along with Michael Parrington, who played at Edie White Catholic in Thibodeau, also at Tulane, had a stint in the National Football League. He's now the director of pro personnel with the Saints. Ernest Brown Sr., remember him back in the 70s at Terrebonne High School, got to play it for LSU and Dale Brown. Mark Davis was outstanding NBA player, runner-up twice for the sixth man of the year from Thibodeau High. Good friend of mine, Chip Didier, also goes in, one of the top volleyball coaches in the area. And Merrill Sixsnyder, who was the captain of the 1958 National Championship LSU Tiger football team, was on that legendary Chinese Bandits unit. So we had a great time. And, you know, you get kind of caught up with things after the ceremony's over with. I can't move too quick anymore with my knee the way it is after surgery. And so I got to get a designated driver. So we're trying to get to the car as quickly as we can. So we're hearing it's bottom of the ninth. So finally, I get into the car. First thing I hear when it gets cranked up is the crack of the bat and the Arkansas outfielder trying to make a play. And that's a tough play. It's hit sort of line drive at you. He sort of loses his footing. LSU ties the game. The crazy part is we in the parking lot, a whole gang of people trying to leave at the same time. They had people was in the reverse position. You heard everybody sort of hit the brake. Okay. And to listen to Chris Blair's call here on the Big 870 WWL, and then the horn start blowing as LSU tied the game in the ninth inning. And it just you had to be there. It was a great moment. And so many things happen in our world today, but the distractions and watching sports, and you see at the highest of highs and just the lowest of lows for Arkansas, to see that happen in a parking lot in Houma as everybody's trying to get out as quickly as they can, trying to maybe get to a television, but so they're listening to it on the Big 870. It was quite the moment last night to have that happen and just see everybody kind of in slow motion hit that break all at the same time as you heard Chris Blair with that call. And so you talk about dramatics. That is about as dramatic a ninth inning as you will either hear or see in college baseball. It was really something.
I was here in the studio. I was running the game, making sure everything was going smoothly. And I got to worry, wondering if Diane or Ian was still in. I was making so much noise. There was a cleaning lady that came in and asked if I was okay. I was loud.
Yeah, so it's one of those moments where you sort of remember where you were when it happened.
Yes.
And to get yourself now into the College World Series and, you know, again, Jared Jones, and we talked about this Tuesday. He's always going to have a little bit of inconsistency. It's just the way he is as a hitter. And he got some big-time power. But, you know, you saw when everything was on the line, he gets a home run, and then bottom of the ninth, they hit that RBI single, just grazing the top of the glove to get in Hernandez for the winning score at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. And it sounded like they were playing that in Baton Rouge. I mean, definitely LSU had home field advantage last night with that crowd. And it was really something to see. And you sort of remember those moments. And for Jay Johnson, you know, this is two out of the last 3 years playing in the College World Series. Let's hope it ends like it did the first time.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you. Do you think this, just them making it, solidifies that powerhouse statement that we hear year-round?
Yeah, and I think it was actually sort of there before. You know, you had Skip Bertman, five College World Baseball Championships in college baseball. And then Paul Maneri wins one. And then, you know, you had just 2 years ago a situation certainly with – it was dominated. You know, all kind of the light was on Paul Skeens and what he could do from the pitching standpoint. But this team is built differently from that team in that really it was built around – great pitching, which when they needed it, they got it. Their fielding, they had a couple errors last night, but they have been a really good fielding team. Timely hitting, and that really came through for LSU. Certainly solidifies it as a major powerhouse in college baseball. I think it was there. This was sort of the exclamation point. But could you imagine doing sports talk in Little Rock and Fayetteville today?
I could not. I could not.
That, man, you talk about the lines are lit. The lines are lit text-wise, also caller-wise. They had a couple opportunities.
They had more than a couple.
To finish this off and couldn't do it. And, man, Van Horner's been such a tremendous baseball coach at Arkansas, and him not being able to get over that hump. And this – from watching baseball closely over, say, the last 8 to 10 years, this may be his most talented team. But sometimes the most talented team doesn't win it all. You got to get, you know, there's always a little bit of sports luck involved. You can be talented, but you got to have a little bit of sports luck. They didn't have it. Didn't have it last night.
Did not.
When it really mattered late.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.